There is some feeling, as I probably don't have to tell you, in the United States that, well, there's some admiration for the British legal system.
Yeah, I understand that. But conversely, I've been reading reports this morning saying that if the Americans hadn't decided to release the Epstein files, then we wouldn't be where we are now. And so I suppose for that, we should be grateful. But yes, I think that legitimately you could ask now whether the American authorities should go further with the people, not least President Trump, who has been at least mentioned many times in the Epstein files. He says he's been exonerated, I know, and perhaps he has been. But I think the king has acted very decisively here. I mean, we were gobsmacked. Veteran correspondents like myself, who've lived through decades of scandals and crises, from the deaths and divorces, the Fergie being found topless, having her toe sucked in the south of France, the castle catching fire, rows about whether the Queen should pay taxes, all of that has been dreadful. Of course, the death of Diana as well. But I think we have been impressed by the way the King has taken this straight on and saying very clearly in a sentence that stood out on its own, let me state clearly the law must take its course.
Does he have to say that to preserve the monarchy?
Well, I think he does, yes.